Well, hello everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome to Gridmaster's Call to Service meeting, June 7th, 2020. We're so happy to have you with us today, and as Joan had mentioned earlier, we need everybody's energy very badly today. So this is, again, like always, very special. And we have some special people who have volunteered to lead the group today, and that's Kathleen McGarry and Diana Smith-Brown, a couple of our stars. And so, first of all, I want to have the, if we could have everybody stand up a little, you know, standing ovation for the two. Oh, I can't hear it. I can't hear it. You guys got to clap louder.
Yeah.
Oh, there they go. There they go.
Okay.
But listen, thank you very much. We look forward to today and to anything we can do to help. So, Kathleen and Diana, you're on.
Thank you, Dylan.
You're welcome.
So, can everyone hear me? If you could indicate to John if there's any problem with the volume, because I know people have had trouble hearing me.
Well, if anybody's having trouble, you just press star 6 and you'll be live. And then, of course, press star 6 to mute yourself.
Good. So, Diana, do you want to say hello, too, just so we have your voice in the mix here? We heard your giggle, but where's your voice?
Blessings, everyone. Blessings, blessings, blessings.
So I'm going to have the honor of sort of opening up this space, and then Diana is going to take us deeper. And then Joan has offered also to bring in Yeshua for guidance as well. So this is just a very auspicious, incredible opportunity, and I feel so honored to be speaking to all the members of our group today. And I know every time Diana and I talked about this, we would just cry. She said, bring your tissues, remember to bring your tissues, because we've been so moved to be a part of this group at this time, in this period of great transformation on the planet, and at least I have felt so honored to be able to lead a group, and I have no idea where I'm going to take us. I just know that Joan and I talked last Sunday, and I said it was more for a personal reading, and she said, you know, do you think we need another service project? And I said, I think so. I think it would be wonderful. And could I ask Diana to join me? So, as I think some of you read the little preface in the Gridmasters, if you haven't, I sent a little link, and that'll be our jumping off point for discussion. So kind of what has motivated me in all of this is that I have felt an urge to put my love into action, my concern, my love, and I've wanted to do that, of course, from a fifth dimensional perspective, not from a place of fear or anger. And that was partly why I wanted to reach out to Joan, because I have a lot of skin in the game. My son is right in the, you know, in the thick of it as a man of color, and as a he's an executive at Twitter as well. So he is someone that I love, of course, very much, and who has educated me about ways that I can become more involved in a nonviolent way, but in a supportive way. So this is kind of frightening for me, because I tend to be a hider around this issue. I'm a people pleaser, and I don't like to make waves, and I don't like conflict. And yet, when this started stirring up again this week, I knew I had to do something. And I hosted a group yesterday of my students, And we had a very similar discussion, and we looked at different issues and mostly just had an opportunity to share and to talk about what more we can do that feels in alignment with spirit, because a lot of us didn't feel like protesting was the absolute right alignment for us. That doesn't mean we were disapproving of it, but we were looking for other avenues. So Joan asked me to compile that list or that resource, that link I sent out. I'm sorry for the long message that went with it, but it was a way to explain that. So I'm going to, my dog is needing to get up on the chair, so let me get her up here. And then I'm going to bring us into a place of centering, and I'm going to ring my heart bowl, which comes from Bhutan, and hopefully this will sound okay through the airwaves. So with the sounding of the bowl, let's just come into a very comfortable seated position. And let the resonance of the bowl touch your heart. And breathe. Quiet. No barking. And let's, remembering that infinity breath that we learned years ago, let's breathe into the heart and up the back of the head and over the top of the head, back down through the center of the heart, and then out the back of the heart and down the spine, up the front of the body and into the heart, as though you are the center point of that infinity symbol. And just bringing in that beautiful flow of undifferentiated light into the heart, up the back, over the top of the head, through the heart again and down the back and up the front as you inhale up the back and exhale down the front. And let's remember to activate our Merkaba field, spinning the masculine and feminine elements of the triadic system, bringing it up to the speed of light. And also remember to drop your fresh grounding cord into the Earth Star beneath you. Feel Mother Gaia excited and activated by the awakenings of the last week. For as her people come alive, so does she. Breathe her in to your root chakra, your belly, your power center, your solar plexus, and your heart and your sacred heart, and then loop it back down into your Earth Star. Feel your light body activated. And call upon the Yod. Hey, Bob. Hey. The garment of light that you wear in the central column of your body and all around you. And take one more beautiful infinity breath in through the heart, up over the top of the head, inhale, exhale, down through the heart, through the lower half of the body, and back up into the heart, inhale. Powerful breath of Prime Creator. And standing at the gateway, as we did at the conference last June, or was it October? I don't remember now, October. I would like you to stand at that door and remember your intention, your commitment to Prime Creator. We did that at the gateway of the doorway. So stand there in your beautiful white garment and make your commitment, renew your commitment to your purpose, to the reason you're here, to anchor this Christed light on Mother Earth at this time. And one by one, take your seats within the crucible. Seated with us in this beautiful temple of light, we call upon the archangelic realm, the triad of Michael, Metatron, Melchizedek, Mother Mary, Mary and Anna, the Lords of Light, the Elohim, Brother Yeshua, Mother Magdalene, the dragon, the white tiger, and the white dove of peace. We welcome the Syrian Archangelic League, the Pleiadian and Arcturian Councils of Light, and the Andromedan Galaxy representatives of the Christian Councils of Light. And we call upon them to be with us in this time of great turmoil and crisis, to bring us peace, to bring us reassurance that these are growing pains, that we will get through this and shine brighter than ever before as the diamond crystal light bodies that we are of humanity. Feel their presence in our crucible with us, as well as the dolphins and the whales, the Telosians, the Lemurians, the luminaries, and any other beings and ancestors to us individually that we would like to call in to hold light and space in this beautiful crucible of light. And in a final breath, just bring your heart to your hand to your heart chakra, and affirm in a quiet breath that commitment that you have made to yourself and to Prime Creator. Whatever that is, as private or as public or as creative as it may be, your soul's purpose has never been more on point than it is in this moment. The need for your gift, your particular essence, your voice, your creativity, your healing, your vision is being called forth now like never before to bring that descension of the Holy Spirit, Shekinah, that dove of peace, descending upon you through your crown chakra into your heart. How will you shed peace? How will you be continuing to share your light in the world? Feel this commitment with a deep breath. And when that feels seated, prepare to hear from our beloved sister, Diana.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kathleen. That was absolutely heart-touching. Thank you so much. Before I get started, let us repeat out loud three times. Ayah Ashur Ayah. Ayah Ashur Ayah. Ayah Ashur Ayah. Ayah Ashur Ayah. You know, this process of awakening and ascension has been so humbling and rewarding. Shedding the falsehoods of not good enough, not capable, doubt and fear that has been in my space for so long has been challenging. Expanding my own understanding of who I am in this physical reality, becoming more aware of the vaster part of me has been this up and down roller coaster of emotions. And I humbly wish to thank our support group, my own support group, members of this group, the Seating of Divine, Joan, John, and Milena, for providing this nourishing cup of powerful, powerful energetics. And I have to apologize in advance for the occasional interruption of tears, because I come forth from the core of my being. I come before you bearing my pain and healing to all in our Seating of the Divine group. I am not seeking to be consoled or to receive sympathy. It is in this pain and healing that I reveal, through the element of love, how the time for understanding and unity consciousness in action is being called forth. I am a wife and I am a mother. And I have been in other soul imprints a wife and a mother. And I have been shown the face of the Divine Mother in all of us. The acknowledgement of the Sophia wisdom that has been created in us through our mothers, and for those in the group who are mothers, how we have passed this energy matrix to our children. This pain that I have felt is not just for recent events. It has been the pain for humanity that has suffered through so many hundreds and thousands of years of fear and anger. It has been the suffering and the wounding of the divine feminine. This pain has also been my own personal pain for all my transgressions, not only from this soul, this present time physicality, but for all the soul imprints that I carry. And for me, it's not important about the specifics as to when they were and why they were. My soul has reached a point where enough is enough. I have cried the wrenching cry of a mother who has lost her children. I have cried the cry of the heart of the mother, that aspect of the divine feminine. These tears have been very soothing and healing of this pain. And she has said to me, it is time. It is time to return my children to me. I want them back. Now, we as a group have met in conferences. We have prayed behind closed doors. That has been very important and necessary to integrate the powerful energetics that we have been gifted with. And we've also met in our small and large groups to discuss these energetics and even create templates of light with them to benefit all of mankind. Yet now is the time for physical action in kindness of words and deeds. Not the marching of feet nor the lashing of tongues. It is the divinely inspired action that is required by each of us. Not only for today, but for the binding of karma and its cyclical nature, for the millennia through time and space of pain and sorrow. This action required is divinely inspired through the Shekinah energy of the Holy Spirit. We are here for many purposes, both collectively and individually. We have been told on numerous occasions how powerful we are as a group. And I am beginning to see the truth of that statement. And we have come into this incarnation fortified with soul imprints that we have chosen in order to accomplish our purposes. The healing, the forgiveness, not only takes place within us in this present time, soul incarnation, but in all aspects of self. This is part of the process for the soul and spirit to merge. Yeshua's prayer of forgiveness for me has taken on a much deeper understanding of my own process for merging my soul and spirit. This is part of our power. Not just the activation and the use of these beautiful energetic templates that our spiritual comrades have given us, have gifted to us. It is in the recognizing of how our own process of ascension gives us power, sovereignty, grace, and mastery. And that requires the balancing of the masculine and feminine aspect of self. We are being asked to step more into our divinity and express and transmit our light with the blaze of 1,000 suns. This is what we are here to do. And I personally have been both humbled and honored to have touched the hem of the divine Holy Spirit, Shekinah. We come forth today as an iteration of the Holy Spirit Shekinah, the Mother Energy. There's been much sorrow and pain on earth, not just in these present time moments, but for eons. We feel how humanity is suffering, and we say to you that the heart of the Mother is here within each of you now. Our tears heal your sorrows. Our love for you activates the forgiveness of yourself and others. We come forth to you, this beloved divine group, to let you know how important this time is. As your dimensional time passes this year, you will know and understand just how important and powerful you are as a group, and how your garment of light with the fire letters and the yod spectrum is helping to lift the whole of humanity. The sacred names that were given to you by Yeshua has a power beyond your knowing at this time. Speak them in reverence. In the fall of consciousness, the wisdom of the divine feminine, Sophia, also fell. It was only the image of the Shekinah that fell. The divine similitude was removed from that image. This is the veil that separated your human form from your divine form. But Yeshua has brought back the Sophia aspect of the Holy Spirit Shekinah through his garment of light. This vesture of light that he bestowed upon you. The divine name of Zama Zama, Oza Rakama Ozai, and Aya Ashur Aya. Recode, reprogram your physical body to allow it to be a body of light. The yod spectrum has the power to unravel the cords that bind humanity to a third dimensional existence through the power of forgiveness. This forgiveness also allows for the bringing forth of the Holy Spirit Shekinah to be merged with the divine masculine, the bride and the bridegroom. This must take place in each of you to allow that merged state of your soul and spirit to take place. In every step that you take towards this merged state of your soul and spirit, you send out ripples of this power of forgiveness throughout humanity through the fifth dimensional template of unity consciousness and the element of love. This could not take place without the opening of that fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional time locks. You see how important the steps that you have taken since that time of the opening of these time locks. This is the power that you as a group have. The gift from Yeshua of the Yod Spectrum and the sacred names bring to your body the ability to seed the Holy Spirit Shekinah. It fills your body with the light of the Holy Spirit. It changes the physical and chemical composition of your body so that it can hold more light. It provides the pathway for the divine masculine and feminine to be merged so that you and the whole of humanity can be firmly established in the fifth dimension. It also gives you the strength, the sovereignty, and the mastery to face eye to eye with the archons in your own soul, merging all soul imprints together as one, as Yeshua did when he planted those 12 seeds within the realm of the archons and of the chaos. You, dear ones, must do the same. Yet it was also Yeshua who said in your writings that if you have the faith of the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it shall move. And nothing, no thing will be impossible unto you. Your planet is at a critical point in its ascension, and you are needed now. Your light is needed now. You are being called forth for holy and pure action. Have faith, my beloved ones, for your deeds are powerful.
Ikarasa no nuku ura.
You are my children. We love you. And we honor you. Blessings. I have such love in my heart for humanity. And these tears are tears of love from the heart of the mother. And in your quiet, whether they show forth through tears or through laughter or through quiet joy, open up to the heart of the mother within each of you. I love you all. Thank you for this opportunity to express myself as a daughter of the Holy Spirit. Shekinah. Thank you.
So let's take a beautiful deep breath. Take in Diana's words, the power of the light language, and her own heart energy that she shared. Allow the Divine Mother to come into your heart and speak. It is according to the will of the Divine and Source Creator, may we also now hear from Brother Yeshua.
It is I, Yeshua. I meet with you heart to heart, soul to soul, spirit to spirit, in unity, as you have gathered with intention and purpose. There is so much chaos in the world, in your country of origin, on so many levels. This is a year of great reforms that will be created by many, not just a government that dominates or a leader that dominates without regard for the suffering and the damage that has been done. Human against human. All of that is to be changed on a level that has never been experienced since the fall of consciousness. And yes, there are those who are angry and who are coming against each other as a human, as a soul expression, for they do not understand, beloveds, what you know, what you have experienced, how you have been educated, not just in this life, but in many life iterations, time and time again, which brought you to this particular incarnation, where you, as a human, holding these vast templates of light of both Prime Creator and the Shekinah merged in one powerful expression. There is no gender in this expression. This expression is power. But yet there is love, kindness, open heart, an extension of a hand for support, healing, understanding. And this is why you have gathered. You were chosen to facilitate the opening of specific time locks so that this time of change, this time of reformation, transformation, through deep inner exploration could take place. Without these open energy expressions that can be taken through the heart of the human, the soul of the human, this year of 2020 could not be as significant as it is in this moment and will continue. There will be many more events of chaos, disruption, anger, violence, human against human. And so you will be called forth with me, with the Lords of Light, the Elohim, to help them understand, to calm their fear, to calm their anger, so a peaceful resolution can emanate through their own creative abilities, which they have forgotten. They feel victimized. They dwell in the past. They do not dwell in the power of the presence. So we together, beloveds, will help them dwell in the presence. We will help them hold the element of love. We will help them see the light in themselves and the possibilities they themselves can create for the future that has not been created yet. Every individual on this planet has the opportunity to contribute to a future unlike anything you have experienced. Not just over 2,000 years, but eons of time when you were kept in suppression anger, fear, separation, not knowing, not remembering who you are. But you, every member of Seating of the Divine, is remembering. And you have stepped up and said, I will help. Lord Metatron asked you to embark on this call to service, setting in place those light templates that you unlocked a few years ago of your time. The light template, starting with that fifth dimension, a beginning dimension, carrying proudly the banner of that fifth dimensional light template in your body in a stable iteration of your humanness. And to open your heart, to show them how to open your heart through the energetics of that vast creative template of love, that element of love. And now the divine feminine is surfacing on the waters of the element of water and air. How much more will you see? How much more is called into service with you from the divine realms that you, as human participants in this service, will bring to bear with power and grace. We are honored to meet with you each and every time you meet in the service of Gridmasters to support you, to show you how valuable you are at this time of change. Never, ever doubt that. The consciousness of the Christ is awakening in each one of you in a very dynamic way. It has precision. It has power. And most of all, it contains the element of love. So we ask you to sit in your crucible of light in this, not just this group of Gridmasters, a seating of the divine image, but the entire crucible joins with you in this service to humanity. For it is humans that must resurrect their Christ consciousness. It is a human that must resurrect a Christed planet. They are the creative force. You are the creative force that brings this transformation to a greater fruition. So take a deep breath and join with this crucible of light, standing tall, elegant, powerful, loving, transmitting now through your sacred heart, through your crown, through every orifice of your body, a dynamic light template, a beautiful magenta element of love streaming in far-reaching streams of light to every corner of the earth, encircling the earth, penetrating the earth, gracing every human, man, woman, child on this planet at this very instant, that will help them as they receive be a further emanation of that light. For the light, it is the light, your light, that shines in the darkness, that transforms that darkness into light. Now, let us sit together for a few minutes and emanate the brilliance of our Christed energy. Kathleen?
Yes.
Is there anything you would like to add? Or Deanna?
I would like to. Deanna, did you want to speak?
No, not at this time.
I just want to thank Yeshua and my sister Diana for sharing such beautiful frequencies of light and reminders of our power, both individually and collectively. And we talked about having a discussion, and I'm actually feeling like that's not necessary.
I don't think
because the energy is so. Mm-hmm. Would you agree, Joan?
I would agree, and I think that we all should sit quietly after this call and emanate that light as long as you feel necessary.
So I feel complete, and I thank everyone for their participation and for all of the beings of light who are here supporting us. And for my sister Diana and for Joan and for Yeshua for coming forward today.
Thank yes. you all for coming forward today. We are truly a divine crucible of light.
Thank you so much.
I'll invite everyone who feels complete, they may sign off.
Blessings, everyone.
Blessings all.
Blessings. Love you all.